Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly clear today with a high of 93. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. 52 tonight, chance of thunderstorms. Rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 63. Overcast skies. Temps a bit below average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 70s. Slight chance for showers Wednesday. Chance of thunderstorms on Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 65 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are your headlines from 12 News. The Department of Homeland Security lists Lawrence and Douglas County among the 500 so-called sanctuary jurisdictions accused of obstructing federal immigration laws. The federal government is considering funding cuts to these communities. Coffee County says its application for federal CHIPS Act funding has been denied. The county hoped to bring a $1.9 billion computer chip manufacturing facility to Burlington. And police arrest a third suspect in connection with the death of a Kansas City TV reporter in New Orleans. Christian Anderson, Danette Colbert, and Ricky White have now all been arrested in Aiden Manzano's death. Police say they had a coordinated effort to drug him and rob him. And Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Council for the Accreditation of Educator Preparation, or CAEP, recently announced that Fort Hays State University is among 30 providers in 18 states, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, that's been recognized for earning accreditation for its Educator Preparations program. The CAEP Accreditation Council held its fall 2024 review in October, during which 30 providers were approved under the rigorous, nationally recognized CAEP teacher preparation standards. CAEP is a nationally recognized accrediting body for educator preparation, and its intent is to raise the performance of all providers focused on educator preparation. Approximately 600 educator preparation providers participated in the CAEP accreditation system. They said they're proud of Fort Hays State University that has once again earned CAEP accreditation, affirming the excellence of their educator preparation programs. The recognition reflects their deep commitment to preparing future teachers who are ready to lead, inspire, and thrive in not only Kansas schools, but schools nationwide. For more news about information about Fort Hays State University, you can visit fhsu.edu. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, recently announced several Conservation Reserve Programs, or CRP, enrollment opportunities for agricultural producers and landowners, with the USDA's Farm Service Agency, or FSA, accepting offers for both the general and continuous CRP now through June 6th. For general CRP sign-up, agriculture producers and landowners will submit offers for general CRP through a competitive bid process. Offers are ranked and scored by FSA using nationally established environmental benefits criteria, and the USDA will announce the accepted offers once ranking and scoring for all of the offers is completed. In addition to annual rental payments, approved general CRP participants may also be eligible for cost share assistance to establish long-term resource-conserving vegetative cover. For the continuous CRP sign-up, unlike general CRP, continuous CRP offers are not subject to a competitive bid process. To ensure enrolled acres do not exceed the current statutory cap of 27 million acres, the FSA is accepting continuous CRP offers on a first-come, first-served basis through June 6th. However, should allotted CRP acreage remain available following the June 6th deadline, the FSA will accept continuous CRP offers from interested landowners through July 31st and may be subsequently considered for acceptance in batches if it's determined that the offered acres support the USDA's conservation priorities. Continuous CRP participants voluntarily offer environmentally sensitive lands, typically smaller parcels than offered through general CRP, that includes wetlands, riparian buffers, and varying wildlife habitats. And in return, they receive annual rental payments and cost share assistance to establish long-term resource conserving vegetative cover. For more information on CRP participant and land eligibility, approved conservation practices, and detailed program fact sheets, you can visit the FSA's website at fsa.usda.gov. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin work on a bridge repair project along K-27 in Sherman County today, June 2nd. The bridge spans the Kyle Railroad and is located 0.84 miles north of the I-70 junction in Goodland. The project work will include a concrete overlay, deck patching, and replacement of the bridge rails and approach slabs. Traffic will be reduced to one lane through the work zone and directed by a temporary traffic signal. And an 18-foot width restriction will also be in effect. Motorists should anticipate delays of up to 15 minutes during the project, and the work is anticipated to be completed in October, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at todd.anderson@ks.gov. In Nebraska news, Lincoln police reported that they arrested a 63-year-old Lincoln woman with methamphetamine, marijuana, and pills on Friday morning. According to the arrest affidavit, at about 1:30 a.m., investigators with the Lincoln-Lancaster County Narcotics Task Force pulled over a vehicle on Interstate 80 near Waverly after the driver, Jane Husar, broke multiple traffic laws. Investigators say they saw a bag with methamphetamine residue on the front passenger seat, and then they searched the vehicle, finding a plastic-wrapped package of methamphetamine on the floorboard and eight baggies of methamphetamine in the center console. The meth weighed 379.4 grams in total, or about 13 ounces. According to court documents, investigators also found 13 alprazolam pills, which is a drug for anxiety and panic disorders that requires a prescription, and 10.7 grams of marijuana in the center console. The arrest affidavit alleges that Hauser was selling large amounts of methamphetamine, and investigators said they found a notebook in the vehicle keeping track of her drug deals. Hauser was charged with possession of more than 140 grams of methamphetamine and possession of a controlled substance. A judge set her bond at $500,000, and she needs to pay $50,000 to be released from the Lancaster County Jail. Hauser is back in court on June 27th. The Nebraska State Patrol reported that a DoorDash driver was pulled over in Lincoln with a 20.216 blood alcohol content, or BAC, level, which is more than three times the legal limit. The patrol posted a picture of the BAC reading with a six-pack of Heineken beer in the background on social media. However, troopers clarified that the beer was not part of the delivery. The patrol said the trooper would have completed the food delivery, but it was canceled after the driver's arrest. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on May 21st, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Council President Gerald Jones presiding, and the council members present were Dale Jacobson, Andrew Black, Jim Miller, and Jason Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dell Jacobson to waive the second formal reading of Ordinance Number 1777, which is an ordinance creating Chapter 11, Article 3, concerning noises within the city of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried. And Gerald Jones noted that the Retire the Ride program mass mailing will be going out sometime this week. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dell Jacobson to adopt Resolution 8-2025, which is a resolution fixing the time and place and providing for notice of a hearing before the governing body of the city of Norton, Kansas, at which the governing body will be considering adopting Norton County's Neighborhood Revitalization Plan, or NRP. Andrew Black noted that this resolution sets the hearing for 5:45 p.m. on June 18th at City Hall, and this hearing must be held before the adoption of Ordinance 1776 for the NRP. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dell Jacobson to waive the second formal reading of Ordinance 1776, an ordinance to approve adopting a neighborhood revitalization plan for the city of Norton, Kansas, and all provisions, terms, and conditions thereof, and authorizing the execution of a certain agreement for interlocal cooperation with Norton County, Kansas, and all participating public agencies for the purpose of providing a program for neighborhood revitalization. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dell Jacobson to approve the water service agreement and consent to annexation between the city of Norton and Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. Jason Jones presented a resolution putting in place a relocation bonus policy for the police department. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Jim Miller to adopt Resolution 7-2025, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules. And during discussion, it was noted that the Finance Committee will be exploring the feasibility of implementing this policy for other departments as well. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Jason Jones stated that at the last town hall meeting, the question came up about the city doing something about the speeding traffic and driving unsafely on West Avenue between Lincoln and West Wilton, especially with the park and pool being right there. Jason referred this concern to the Public Safety Committee to take up, and Jason also stated that he was made aware that Relay for Life is coming back to Norton, and that's scheduled for June 13th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the track. Dell Jacobson reported that the Parks Committee met and discussed pool pricing for concessions, swim lessons, etc., and it was decided that it was too late to make any adjustments this year. However, they will look to increase prices next year. The committee is still waiting on an estimate for work on the concession stand under the grandstands, and the committee was also approached about donating for the Christmas light event in Elmwood Park, though it was decided to wait until August to determine if and how much the city will donate at that time. Lastly, the committee discussed the concerns and complaints regarding mowing in the city. It was decided to talk with the county about potentially having the prison crew every 2 weeks instead of every month, as that way they could stay better on top of the mowing and trimming. Jim Miller stated he was approached by several citizens on why the city can't or hasn't done anything with the Prairie Hill Apartments. In summary, Abigail Horn stated the dangerous and unfit process is very lengthy, which can only address violations seen from the outside of the street, and they would need a search warrant to see anything on the inside. In addition, it would have to be taken a lot by lot, which will not only be time-consuming, but costly as well, as there's no blanket coverage to take the entire complex in the dangerous and unfit process. Abigail stated that it's her understanding that it is on the list of dangerous and unfit properties to be addressed. However, she's not been presented with anything to bring before the council for action. It was then decided to put the matter on the agenda for the Public Safety Committee meeting. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dell Jacobson to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 10 as a whole. The vote was taken and the motion carried. And the motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jason Jones to adjourn. The vote was taken and the motion carried, and the council adjourned at 6:47 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, There'll be increasing clouds with a high near 93, and it should be breezy with a south wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly before 9 p.m., and then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 a.m., with increasing clouds and a low around 52. Should be breezy tonight with a south wind at 15 to 20 miles per hour, becoming north after midnight, and the winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation of 60%. On Tuesday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 63, and it should be breezy with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour Tuesday with a chance of precipitation of 90%. And on Tuesday night, should be partly cloudy with a low around 43. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 73. On Thursday, there's a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 72. On Friday, there's a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny on Friday with a high near 77. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be partly sunny with a high near 82. And on Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 86. Currently, with fair skies, it is 70 degrees. The humidity is 69%. The wind speed is south at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.85. And the current dew point is 59 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs were back on the practice field at One Arrowhead Drive last week for the on-field portion of voluntary OTAs, and Patrick Mahomes spoke to the media about how the motivation from the 40-22 loss in the Super Bowl to the Eagles helps the team as they train for this next season, a season in which they hope ends with another Super Bowl victory.
It's hard. I mean, I feel like I focus every year because I know how special a run that we're on and how many years left I'll have with all these great players and a great team. Every team's different and you don't want to miss an opportunity, but I mean obviously when you lose a Super Bowl, I think there's sometimes in those workouts you may be a little tired, you have that extra added motivation to finish even harder, finish even stronger, and I mean, I think it'll be good for us at the end of the day. I mean obviously looking back you want to win the game, but a lot of these guys hadn't ended a season on a loss that are on this team now, so I'm sure they'll be motivated to go back out there and try to find a way to get to the Super Bowl and win it this year.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
I don't want to have to tell you to buckle up, even when driving on rural roads.
I don't want to have to tell you to watch your speed, just because you think you're the only one out here.
I never want to have to tell them you're not coming home.
Lethal crashes are on the rise in Kansas.
Buckle up and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
I'm sorry to tell you there's been a crash. Your son's truck veered over the center line and hit a semi head-on.
Your husband wasn't wearing his seatbelt.
Excessive speed played a role, and an open container of alcohol was in the vehicle.
The drivers in both vehicles were killed.
Please, take these words out of my mouth.
Buckle up, drive sober, and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
Presented by the Kansas Highway Patrol.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.